28 minutes away from 7 o'clock. William Curtain is with me from Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver Plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver Category winner for 2013. Take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call Milford on 0800 662 345. William, how has the start of the year gone for the NZX?
It's actually been very good for New Zealand. Our market's up about 3.5% in only 7 trading days. And if you look around the world, the Aussie market's actually fallen 1% so far this year, and the US market's down slightly as well. So New Zealand has really been a standout.
What have some of the standout performers in particular been on the NZX?
The technology stocks, really. A couple of them have had really big runs. Wynyard, which does security software, is up 90%. Xero is up 24%, and that's now one of our largest companies at $5 billion. Pacific Edge, which is a biotechnology company, is up 20%. And A2 Milk, who actually produces a milk product, is up 14%. So they really have been driving the performance of the NZX.
94% for Wynyard. That's absolutely enormous. So why have the tech stocks been sort of faring so well?
It seems to be a focus on growth by a lot of investors, particularly retail investors and offshore investors. All those stocks are in very large international markets, and if successful, they can produce great returns. So people are willing to take their risk in the market at current times.
I suppose that's the thing as well. With the tech stocks, you've got a comparison. It's not something that's just a New Zealand thing, so we don't really know. In the grand scheme of things, we know how a tech stock's going to stack up against any other international tech company that we may have heard of down here.
That's right. I mean, Xero in particular operates in accounting software, and there's plenty of comparisons around the world. And what they're doing is stealing market share off these bigger companies. And some of these companies are $20 billion in size, which is huge when you compare it to our New Zealand stocks. So it is exciting seeing some of these companies take on the big international competitors.
Now, there's been reports of increased consumer spending over that Christmas break. Are retailers likely to have a good 2014?
Yeah, Paymark reported card expenditure, which is up 7.5% this December over last year, which implied a good Christmas period. The one sort of, I guess, discrepancy maybe that Boxing Day was huge this year. They said it was a record-breaking Boxing Day, which may mean that a lot of retailers actually end up selling a big portion of their stock at the discounted prices post-Christmas. So they may have a little bit of margin pressure. But all in all, if you're looking for the year ahead, house prices have been strong. Our economy is improving, and that generally does provide a better backdrop for retail companies.
The NZX has had a couple of good years on the trot, so what's the outlook for this year?
Yeah, we've had 2 positive years now, and if you look in history, you can have runs as long as 4 positive years, and often the final year can be very large returns, double-digit returns. This year, the domestic outlook has improved in New Zealand. We are a standout in the OECD. The GDP growth this year will be much stronger than we've had in the past 2 years, and that will drive the earnings of the companies. So depending on how the rest of the world goes, as long as there's not any big surprises from Europe or from the US, we could have another good year.
It's not all going to be a waltz in the park, of course, though. So what are some of the big issues going to be facing our major companies this year?
Well, the election, of course, will become a bigger and bigger focus as we go through the year. The biggest impact will be on some of our large companies, in particular SkyCity and the electricity companies, which are Contact Energy, Mitre Power, Trust Power and Meridian Energy. If you see a National League government winning the election, then those stocks will likely have a big rally. If we see a Labor League government winning the election, then they will have a fall. And that will become more topical as we get closer to November.
All right, William Curtain from Milford Asset Management. Patrick Smalley.